You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you on as we're going to dive deep into a topic that I think you will find much value. As a human being, we're always in relationships of some sort. And I think this one's I was having a conversation with a client about this in some ways. And I was like, man, that'd be a good topic to bring up in the podcast. And I think there'll be value added to this. And I'm hoping you get some as we dive deep, because it's really going to be really more about you. And even though I'm thinking of a relationship, our mind thinks of the other person and all these other things. It's going to be all about you today. So before we dive in, as always, if you have not joined our Facebook group, go ahead and do so. Our wait list for our new program coming out, Unlock the Greatness, has been unleashed. So now we have moved to where we'll be opening up marketing for or registrations for the workshop, online class or group coaching will be released on June 5th. So we will be, if you want to be a part of that, and you want to register, for the course, I'm just throwing out there, we don't have a link yet, but I'm just letting you know, we're coming out with a registration for it starting next week. So you'll see that in the next episode, that we'll release, and you can go ahead and register. This is a program that I put together and, have worked, for the last 6-8 months to put this together in a way to help individuals truly embrace the fullness of life of who they are. And what I mean by that is to take that essence, you know, the thing that is the person who's in there. Okay. The thing that's in there. Okay. It's not you, the individual of your human self. It's that person be watching all that, right? Because some people say my thoughts, that's me. No, it's not. Because who's listening to the thoughts? Who's there behind that? And then what is that? How do we get that to express and experience more of the fullness of who they are? And it's going to be the last 20 years of what I've experienced and put together in this course, and to help individuals really what I call unlock their greatness. Because what I've learned through my own experience and working with clients and so forth is that we have the keys, but we don't put it in the hole and unlock it. And I'm going to share why that is and so much more. So stay tuned as we release that. As always, subscribe, like, share this, share a review if you really enjoy the podcast. It really helps us in this movement that we are really trying to do. We're very grateful for our listeners, for our subscribers, and so forth. It has helped us stay in the top 1% globally. And, you know, I'm very humbled by that because I don't know how that happens. But I'm greatly appreciative for it. And I just want to thank you for that. So, all set aside, let's have some fun here. So, relationships, okay? So many times and I'm going to talk about personal relationships with a spouse, a partner. If you don't have any of those, and think about your closest family members and friends, it's these relationships that we're in. It's one of those things that we look at the other person, and it's these little elements of the joy and bliss of having the opportunity to get to see someone, to share life with, to share this moment of where we are in life with this person, and to get to know someone. How many times do you not put any judgment on your partner or spouse or family member or friend and let them just be who they are? And understand that they're a soul just trying to figure things out in this life, just like you are. Because no one knows anything, really. I mean, I can say that very sure. No one knows anything. When some people think, oh, this person's got their life together. No, they don't. They're just putting an action together, putting their mindset, they got their vibe right, and they're just showing up every single day. When I used to talk about my business where it tripled in 2 years, people are like, how did you do it? What did you do? I'm like, I honestly, I understand some things. I don't know if it was that, but and I say this truthfully to even clients, and I'm a business coach, and I tell them straightforward. I don't know how that worked. I don't know. I couldn't tell you I did this and I knew this happened to this. I could just tell you these basic things that I did. Right. And I was at a meditation a couple weeks ago, and I was every about once or twice a week, depending on my schedule, I'll go and meditate for like an hour, hour and a half. And I love it. It takes me usually into a bliss state, and the experience is never the same, but it's just, there's this state of being I try to get to. And I say get to, it's just really letting go and surrendering and just stop the resistance. And then you're there. I mean, it's just, that's how really what it is. And so when I let all these layers off, then all of a sudden I'm in that state, and I have some big decisions coming up, and that I really am just, as much I'm trying to keep my energy away from, oh, I want this one or this one, because there's some things that may really work out really well and help me with my vision. But I also know that I don't know what other better opportunities are out there, because I also believe there may be something better. So I'm surrendering to the process of what is. And in the meditation, it allowed me to do that, because I asked in the beginning of my meditation, I'm just like, I asked for guidance. I asked for wisdom to my team, my spirit guides. You know, some people say it's a little crazy. Well, you call it Jesus, call it Buddha, call it whatever you want. This is stuff that I've taken from many different cultures, and but also even just from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Chapter 14 talks about your boardroom. Have your boardroom of people. That's my boardroom. So when I say spirit guides, that's my boardroom. But I was just looking at, where can I get insight to these decisions? And my team's very funny. They crack me up, and my grandfather is one of the people. He comes through every single time, but it was one of those things that they were like, regardless what ends up happening, are you serving? Right? Like, no matter what happens, are you sharing your purpose? And I sat there and I go, well, technically that's true. No matter what option it is, I'm still doing that. And then it was showing me things and whatnot, which I love when I get into a meditation sometimes. But see, I say how I notice. I'm gonna share this really quick. Notice how I said, "Ooh, I love when that happens." That's my mind. That's ego. You know, you're putting labels and judgments on things, and it's like, ah, there I am in my mind, right? But it was just nice to have that for me, the feeling wise, at least, to just be seen that way, to look and go, "Who cares?" Yeah, from an ego, mind perspective, physical world, yeah, it makes the most sense for this. But from the spirit side, you're doing what you love. What does it matter? All comes in the end the same. That's what they're kind of saying. So this surrender to it, and I hope this, I'm relating this to relationships in a sense, because when we think we know someone, this is something I used to say years ago, that when you say you know your partner, you put them in a box and limit them. And for me, to be honest, I mean, I think my wife is absolutely amazing. She is just, I'm so blessed and honored to have her in my life and to experience the woman she is just becoming. And the evolutionary process through it all, it really is, it can bring tears in my eyes. It's just, I love it. And that's the joy I have, because it's like, to see someone and just have that experience and whatnot. Not saying, what does she do for me, or what do I get? It's about just witnessing that. It's just blissful in itself, right? But I really understood how to take a step back and watch and don't judge. When she birthed our first child. And that was mind-blowing for me. And I really, at that point, was like, this is cool. What I witnessed there and what I saw and the level of trust, letting go, surrender, empowerment, inner knowing, it was just all the stuff that I always seen in her, but it was like cool, this like, I know it was weird. It's hard to explain. Words cannot explain it. But what I'm trying to share out of that, though, is like not knowing. So the purpose of this is that when you have your partner, you got to let go. Okay. If you want some advice, let go of what you think you know, because you don't know. We say, well, this is the patterns. This is what they do. We're both souls having an experience in this human life, and we're trying to figure things out as we go. Everybody is. If we can come, and this is the big thing I wanted to share about this, if you can take a step back and really see it from that perspective, like I said, when I start to see my wife in that light, I can get teary-eyed about it. There's like an immense feeling of joy, but also gratitude that I've been for the last 12 odd years, 13 years, been able to watch and see her evolve and to have these moments, what we call life, and do it together has been so great. Now, for someone who doesn't have a partner or spouse, you're probably going, okay, this doesn't relate to me. Well, hold on. Same thing. You could do this with friends and family. And it's a little harder for family, at least, because there's conditions and programs. You guys both have the same, usually, roughly. And when you have the same pain bodies, and if you let the ego dictate that, then it's like, no, my pain's worse than yours. No, my pain's worse than yours. But instead, if we understand that two people just trying to figure things out in life, right? This is just a person trying to figure things out as they go. It takes it from a different perspective, and you can just hone in and appreciate who they really are. Now, I'll share an example how this works. So it's always funny that I've seen a pattern when people transition. The people who are still here, who are mourning, it always was funny to see that they would always talk about their quirks that used to annoy them the most. Oh, he was a son of a gun when he did this, but I'm going to miss him for that. It was just one of those things, right? And these little things that they did that they couldn't stand are the things they miss when they're gone. Now, have you ever been there before? And it's one of those things that I've witnessed over the years, and I just thought about that. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting how the things that we complain about the most are the things we miss the most about the person. It's not that we say, oh, they were the most kindest person in the world. I'm going to miss that so much. This person was so kind. It's like, now this son of a gun used to do this, this, and this. I couldn't stand him for that. He used to annoy the heck out of me. And now, as weird as it sounds, I miss him. If you're a parent who's an empty nester now, you're going to miss the things that annoyed you that your kid did. And correct me if I'm wrong. I may be wrong. I'm not saying, again, this is just my observation, right? It's just things I've witnessed over time. It doesn't mean that I'm right. I'm just sharing my experience. And I'm hoping I'm hitting a chord here to kind of start to see that. What if we can just appreciate the person? Then we'll enjoy those kind of things. Now, here's an example. So my daughter's in a stage of the whys. I think it's a little early. She started this at like 2.5. I'm like, okay. I thought this wasn't kicking until like 4. But I cannot tell you how many times I have to remind myself. I'm the type of person where when I want to get something done, my mind gets so focused on it that I just want to get it done. Don't interrupt me. Don't bother me. I want to just go to it, right? That doesn't work when you have a 2.5, 3-year-old who's curious and you got to feed their mind. Right? They're curious. That's how they learn. They ask why. So my dog would be like, my honey, we got to go over here and do this. Why, daddy? Well, because then we're going to do this. But why that? I said, because, well, you know, we're going to do this. But why? Well, this is just something that, you know, we go. Okay. So I'll be like, that's fine. But then it's like 100 times more in like 20 minutes. And so I'm like, breathe, Vic. Breathe. You know, remember, take it. See her in the light that's going to help you. Who cares? It's going to take longer. Your focus is going to be great. Maybe the project or whatever you're working on might not come out the way you want. Who cares? This is a moment of your daughter trying to learn to bond. Because sometimes when they ask a lot of questions, they want to bond with you. They can tell. They're very smart. We don't give them enough credit. They know more things that we think we know them. No, you don't. They are energetically sense the room. And they'll sense your energy without you even knowing. And they'll know where you are. So the reason why I think also when I'm in this state, my daughter asks a lot of questions. This is because she can feel my energy closed off because I'm focused on what I'm trying to get done. And so I take a step back and I'm not perfect. I've gotten way better. I've been really focused on this last month and I could tell I've made huge improvements in this where I'll be like, breathe. Let's just slow down. Let's just enjoy. And sometimes I'll ask her questions. I'm like, what gets you curious about? What do you feel about this? So I start engaging with her a little bit. And it's been awesome experiences. And what's cool is I get more of what I want out of the relationship. And what I mean by that is that she'll be happier to be around me. She'll want me more. She'll want to give me hugs and kisses more, and all these things. And I'm just like, cool, I'm doing something. And I'm hoping that's what it is, right? Again, I'm trying not to know, and I'm trying to, I lead my life in that way. There are things that I know, and I know it's like, as a chiropractor, I tell patients, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't. Anyone says they know how it's going to go is that I could tell you where we're going to get to, that I know, but the journey to get there, I have no idea. But one thing I will tell you, and I tell them straightforward, you have a chiropractor who will, no matter what shows up, will have your back and support you in every step of the way of whatever's happening to make sure that we smooth this out as much as we can and give you the best experience you possibly can through this healing journey. But every healing journey is different, and every healing journey is various in many ways. This relates to the yoga practices. When you practice yoga, they always say this is your journey, your yoga practice, no compare to anyone else. It's true, because that's a healing journey. Everything when it comes to healing and health and life is not, it's your journey and your journey only. No one, here's the thing, when I was talking about your partner and your relationship with a friend and a family member or a spouse or whatever that may be, your children, know this. Okay, really, really, really know this. And I'm going blank as I say this. It was going to be good. Came to me and I was like, this is something I need to make sure mention on. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll, if it comes back, it will. But when it comes to these people in your life, I was talking about health. I was talking about never knowing the journey, never knowing where. Might not be important. So I'm going to let that slide, let that go. Because I was really excited to share this, and I wanted to finish my thought, and now I lost it. But with going back to my daughter again, it's like taking those moments just to, here it is. So when it comes to people saying, oh, I understand where you're coming from. No, you don't. You don't. Oh, I understand that. This and that. No, you don't. You don't know where someone's coming from. And this is why I emphasize on appreciating who they are. Some people say, I would never do something like that. You quiet your mouth right now. Bite that tongue. Here's why. If you walked through their shoes identically, and I've had every experience of their life that they had, you'd be right where they are. No, I wouldn't. I'm a different person. No. You're different because of your experiences in life. You're different because of your upbringing. You're different because of X, Y, Z. Want me to prove me wrong? Why is it that 10 people have the exact same event that happens to them and they all are affected by it differently? It's the same event. Same event. You have a family of, you have a family grows up with an abusive father. All the children got abused. Why is it later on in life they're all different in how they express it, how they're affected by that? Same upbringing, same household, all the same thing. So you have to understand that everyone experiences things differently. And so you can't truly understand someone's experience. This is why the statement seek to understand rather than to be understood. When we can come from a state of appreciation of the person, of who they're evolving from and what they went through, I really believe it honors them as a human being. And this is something that I'm trying to get better just for myself. I am so hard on myself. But I'm slowly, and my goal is to just continue working toward this, to express it. It's already there. I just have to stop the resistance and to just allow that I went through what I went through as a kid. I had certain experiences and certain circumstances that this is what showed up. These are the programs that I have. Okay, great. Doesn't mean I can't change them. I can shift and turn those around. But at the same token, it's like when I judge myself of where I'm at or decisions I made, it doesn't last long, but I'll be sitting there going, man, I could have did this better, man. You know what? It's okay. It's fine. We'll move forward, right? This is kind of, I give myself that pep talk like, but it's fine. I'll move forward. Or I know people are doing, certain status level. I used to do this before. I used to compare so much of like, oh, here's my real value. And it's like, No. I'm starting to really grasp and understand this value thing in the sense of like, you are valuable no matter what. And I say, I teach this stuff, but it's at a different level than I've ever had before. Because when you can, I was talking about this in a, I was presenting a workshop and I was talking about this. And it was one of those things where if you can, when you're looking at really, again, forgetting this one too, but it was like, you know, looking, I was saying, you know, look at your life and the essence of where you are, but it's not important right now. So coming back to the relationship side of things, if we can really just, if you can stay in a state of not knowing, don't think you know your spouse, your partner, your family member, or friend, it opens the door to appreciating more and enriches that relationship. It's inevitable. It's going to happen because you have no resistance to it. Because when we think we know, we create resistance. And then what happens is that if we, because when we act like we don't know, then the state of curiosity sticks around. And so it's like, they're acting like this. My wife shares a lot of reels with me and on Instagram, and I just finally caught up with the 150 that I haven't looked at in a while. And they're always great. I love them. She just has an insight. I appreciate and love my wife so much. She has these insights where she'll share some with me that I need to hear. Like, don't ask me how she picks up on this. I don't tell her anything, but she'll share some stuff. But, and it's always fascinating. It'll hit home in some ways. But there was one she shared, and I thought this was great to relate to the relationships, is that she was like, if your spouse seems distant or they're not talking much, don't think, oh, what's wrong with them now? That's not supportive. That's very dysfunctional. That's not emotional maturity. Instead, say, you know what? Maybe they're stressed about something and they're just not ready to talk about it yet. Right. Or like, for example, I had my knee bothering me. For some weird reason, it came out of nowhere, bothering me like 3 or 4 days and then just gone, totally gone. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that was, but, cool. But there was a moment my wife was like, you're being a little short. Your tone's not really that. You're not really like happy to be around. Like your tone's just not there. And I said, I looked at her and she goes, are you in pain? And I was like, I'm in pain. I'm uncomfortable. And I got my daughter who's overstimulating me right now. And I'm just trying to keep my calm, stay emotionally regulated. Because this thing is just annoying me. It's a certain type of, I can handle pain, but there's one type of pain that will, it messes with me. I do not like it. It just, it's weird. And I try to let go and just breathe and just accept, but it's like a dull, boring pain and I just can't stand it. So with that, trying to do that, and I'm playing with my daughter and every time I look away, she's like, Dad, hun. She likes to say hun a lot. She's like, hun. I'm like, is that mommy or is that daddy? And she's like, Daddy, can you say daddy just so I know? So it's one of those things where, it's understanding that process that they may be, and they're just not ready. And the more we let that go, the more it opens the door to be more in a state of understand them before you want to be understood. So I hope this helps in some way. This is work. It seems simple. A lot of times the mind will be like, oh, okay, just do that. This is stuff I heard before. But are you doing it in your relationship? Are you doing it with every relationship that you see? You know, and it's one of those things that understanding that there's no judgment in this is just appreciating the human being for who they are and the evolutionary process that they're going through. You get to witness that. And that is, to me, unbelievable. I know as a chiropractor working with kids, when I started, the earliest kids I used to have, when I was starting to see peds more, and to see them 5, 6, 7 years later, I used to love it. I'm like, wow, I've been taking care of this family for 5, 6, 7 years, and just look at how they evolve, look at them as a family, and all this stuff. And it used to, for me, I was in awe. And then I was like, man, what if I did that with all my other parts of my life? Like, understanding how the appreciation I have just for a patient. And then what about, oh, wait, let me take this to my personal life. What if I take this to my family and friends' life? And I started looking at it in different realms, and it shifted my relationships drastically. And so that's what I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed that. And, Yeah, I hope it resonated as much as it did for me when I was talking about this and the excitement of wanting to share this with you guys. But if you have any questions, you can always send us an email. It's in the show notes. Again, join us on our Facebook group. Subscribe, like. If you enjoyed the podcast, pay it forward. Or if you like this episode, pay it forward to someone. And it's, and make sure also, if you really enjoy it, share a review. It helps get this movement out there and so much more. I want to thank you again for tuning in, as always. Talk to y'all next week.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.